Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're getting into summertime. That's prime vacation time for most people. And a lot of people are going to be hitting the road. I understand that there is some great information available from the Pennsylvania state government about road trips inside Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, tourism is one of Pennsylvania's largest industries, and the State Tourism Office has compiled a list of customized road trips for a wide variety of interests and locations across the Commonwealth. These road trips are designed to cover each of the state's 11 unique tourism regions, complete with off-the-beaten-path stops and only-in-Pennsylvania attractions. The road trips emphasize the diversity of Pennsylvania and feature a broad spectrum of interests, including nature, religious and spiritual destinations, kid-specific sites, historical attractions, photographic gems, shopping, the Keystone countryside, small-town charm, arts and culture, ghost rides, sporting events, culinary delights, and a lot more. So a lot of great information there. Tourism, travel, and hospitality spending generates an estimated $71.6 billion in total economic activity annually and supports nearly 500,000 jobs in the Commonwealth, according to a 2015 report from the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. For full information on PA road trips, you can visit the state's official tourism website at www.visitpa.com and click on the road trips link. Again, it's www.visitpa.com.
Also in the summertime, a lot of people get very concerned about both children and pets being locked in warm vehicles, and I understand there is some legislation in the works to deal with these situations.
That's correct. Legislation is now before the State House that seeks to protect children and pets that are left inside dangerously hot vehicles. House Bill 1152 would provide civil immunity for any damage that may be done to a vehicle when forceful entry is necessary to rescue a child. The immunity only would apply when the person acts reasonably under the circumstances, has a good faith belief that the child is in imminent danger, and makes an effort to notify law enforcement. House Bill 1216 is similar legislation that would provide civil immunity to police officers, Humane Society police officers, and firefighters for property damage resulting from forcibly entering a vehicle to rescue an animal who is in imminent danger of suffering harm as well.
And I understand you have an event coming up in your district that people need to know about.
Absolutely. We're excited to be hosting Special Needs Awareness Day on July 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at McCungee Memorial Park. We're hosting this event in conjunction with State Senator Pat Brown, the Lehigh Valley Health Network, and also the Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network. This event is a great opportunity for area residents to obtain helpful information about products, services, and programs available to help them or a loved one who has special needs. We're doing this event at the Ben Event, which is an organization that focuses on individuals with special needs, and we appreciate them including us as we'll be able to reach a maximum number of families. Special Needs Awareness Day is also an opportunity for people in the Lehigh Valley to learn more about services and programs available for the special needs community from local, state, and federal government agencies. Dozens of providers will also be on hand to offer information and answer attendees' questions. Again, we hope to see you at Special Needs Awareness Day on July 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at McCungee Memorial Park. And if you'd like more information, you can contact my district office at 610-965-9933.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.